people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I was looking at Reddit yesterday, and Reddit is what I like to look at because it's basically human-generated news. It's what somebody will see something on the street, and they'll record it, and they'll send it, they'll post it, something like that. And then I usually tend to look at what's most popular, and because it can be interesting little things, and a lot of times it's, you know, kittens getting scared by cucumbers or something like that. And I saw this thing yesterday, and it just blew me away. And it was this deer being chased by a snow leopard. And the deer is running through the snow. The whole thing is in slow motion. I'm guessing what I'm about to tell you took an actual 20 seconds, all right? But the deer is running through the snow, and the snow leopard is right on its hooves. And the deer tries to make a quick turn, and the snow leopard just pounces and buries its teeth into the deer's neck. This is nature. This is what's supposed to happen. The reason that the deer took a slight turn was that the deer was in full gallop, full boogie, full tilt boogie, and realized it was about to jump over a cliff. And when the snow leopard dug its claw, its teeth, you can hear the plastic rustling beneath me here on my couch. When the snow leopard dug its teeth into the deer's neck, the momentum took them both over the cliff, and someone was filming this entire thing, and they spun in the air, and they spun, and all you can think is that they're both going to die. This had to have been a 40-foot drop. I'm guessing it may have been 50 to 60, so 40 to 60-foot drop. Yes, Kathy says she saw it, and then they land on rock, both the deer and the mountain lion, the snow leopard. And the snow leopard doesn't lose its grip on this deer when they both come crashing down on the rock. But that's not the end of it. They're still on a precipice. So they continue to tumble and to roll and to roll and to tumble and to fall and to fall. Google this if you haven't seen it yet. And the whole time, the snow leopard never lets go of its grip on the deer. That was the thing to me that blew me away. Because after they tumble, and I mean, they are hitting rocks and then falling more and hitting more rocks and hitting more rocks and rolling and tumbling. And you can't tell where the deer begins and the snow leopard ends. And the snow leopard never lets go of its grip on the deer. And at the end, if I'm not mistaken, because I've looked at it, it looks like the snow leopard actually gets up and begins to drag the deer. So take this all in for a moment. Snow leopard hits the deer off a cliff, never lets go. They hit the rocks, they tumble, they flip, they flop. Imagine what the leopard is going through. I mean, I get that it's a cat, don't get me wrong, but I can't imagine a snow leopard would just, oh, I'm going to jump off a 40 to 60 foot cliff. Not happening. And the leopard never let go. Now, the principle I want to talk about is actually the idea of forgiveness, because when I talk about forgiveness, people often have a fear of forgiveness because they are afraid that they are going to then have to give, they're giving that person permission to do what they've done again, to hurt them, to abuse them, et cetera, et cetera. And the day before I saw this video of the mountain lion taking the deer off the cliff, I saw, look, Teddy's decided he's had enough of this. I guess all this talk of mountain lions. The day before I saw this, I saw an image of a Buddhist saying that said, it is okay to love a tiger from a distance. Here he comes. It is okay to love a tiger from a distance. I realize you're not even listening to a word I say right now if you're watching this, because Teddy's moving around behind. There he goes. Okay, are we good? There we go. I wanted to comment again about this idea then that forgiveness does not mean reconciliation. The idea that you forgive someone means that you release your resentment for the person and what they have done. It doesn't mean you continue to engage them. You can love them from a distance. There are some people, there are some abusive people that once they sink their teeth into you, they'll take you over a cliff, and they don't care if they get hurt in the process. They are never, ever, ever going to let you go. These are wounded, damaged people, and you need to take care of yourself first and foremost. Now, I'm not here to say that the deer could have let go of the lion. This is a metaphor. What I'm here to say is that you can love a tiger from a distance. You can continue to love. When it became abundantly clear to me as I was approaching 60 that my father, who was nearing, you know, the late 80s, was never going to engage with me, that he didn't ultimately act out in a hurtful, nasty way, I adopted this idea of you can love a tiger from a distance. Because the thing is, the tiger's always going to be the tiger. The mountain lion's idea, or not the mountain lion, the snow leopard rather, it was following instinct. And instinct was chase, catch, eat. I don't think in its mind in that moment, it even considered the fact that there was a cliff. And that, in other words, is to say that a lion or a tiger is often going to do what a tiger does, unless it is greatly motivated to change. And in many cases, tigers are not motivated to change. What I'm trying to say is that if you've got a toxic person in your life, you can love them from a distance. If you've got someone who brings down your energy, drags you down, makes you feel unhappy, then you have the option and the opportunity to begin to subtly weed that person out of your life, or in some cases, draw a hard and fast boundary. And forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Forgiveness is forgiving the tiger for being a tiger and understanding that it can be nothing but a tiger, but not holding that resentment. It's like, I resent you for being a tiger. How dare you be a tiger? Damn you for being a tiger. Why don't you change and be a gopher or a golden doodle or something else instead of a tiger? Because I'm a tiger. If I am, and because I won't change unless I want to change. I'm not speaking for myself here. I'm speaking for the universal we here, I guess. Because we're a tiger, because we are the way we are, and we only change when we want to change. So if you've got a tiger in your life, consider staying away from them. Consider beginning to recognize that they're a tiger and love them from a distance. And let's don't lose the power of this metaphor. By the way, I realize you can even see my television, the back of my bald head. I look forward to when they get finished here with this construction. The saying is not you can leave a tiger to the distance. The saying is you can love a tiger from a distance. You continue to love. You continue to unconditionally accept that person. You continue to hope for the best for the person. You continue to send them good energy and good vibes, because that good energy that you send out means that you're no longer having the resentful energy that you've held, justifiable or not, probably justifiable, that you feel the need to forgive someone. So love the tiger from a distance. Love the tiger. Send the energy out from your heart blessing that person and understanding that they can be nothing but a tiger, that they are so driven by who they are that, hell, they'll jump on a deer and drag it 60 feet over a cliff and onto the rocks, and they will never let go. So if you got a person in your life who doesn't want to let go, you begin to find ways to let go. And one of the things I know, because I'm not looking at your comments right now, but I know that, and I'm not saying anyone has said this, but in the past, again, when you talk about this, well, that's easy for you to say. No, it's not. No, it's not. Never has been. And it is possible. People always say, it's not possible. There are often ways to draw boundaries you don't know about. Great book, by the way. Stop walking on eggshells, all right? Let's check in, see who else is here. Because I said eggshells, it's time for you to click share. I saw that somebody's already clicked share. That's awesome, possum. Remember, you can love a tiger from a distance. We're seeing happy birthday to Willow. You look like an angle with that glow over your head. Yeah, my day. I get it. Actually, day, me too. I complained this morning. Laugh out loud. Are you guys accountability partners? I noticed several of you were talking about that. The birthday's actually Monday, says Willow, but celebrating over several beautiful days. Love being complaint-free. Awesome. That is great. I saw that video, says Kathy. You guys need to look this up. Snow leopard chasing a deer. It's like now it's just the number one thing on Reddit because everybody is sharing it. Hey, Jerome, I forgive and learn with loving from the distance, says Willow. Kathy says, thanks for that saying. I have someone I need to forgive. You just gave me the push. Thank you. Remember, forgiveness is never calling somebody and saying, I forgive you. Forgiveness is never going up and writing them a letter or anything like that. Forgiveness is, I resent what you did to me. I no longer resent what you did to me. It's not an easy process. If you're looking for processes, go back and look at previous jumpstarts. We've talked about it a lot. Kathy says she's already shared. Willow has shared. Hey, Courtney, good to see you in Montego Bay. I'm grateful for the internet. Grateful to see you. Alex says, do you have any advice on how to show that you care while keeping your distance? For me, it's hard to distance without coming off as if I don't care. You know, that is exactly how I was treated when I separated myself from my father. And in fact, people in my family greatly resented that, and you don't care. Don't worry about how you come across. Worry about how you are. People are going to perceive you the way people are going to perceive you. It's like getting in a lifeboat on the Titanic and somebody looks at you and goes, how dare you get in that lifeboat? But there's a seat right here next to me. How dare you get in that lifeboat? Do what you need to do for you. Loving a tiger from the distance is harder if it is your child. I get it. I agree. I understand. You win. Still, you get to do it. Wasn't easy for me with my dad. Got my complaint-free bracelet yesterday. Denise, that's awesome. That is so great. It's kind of amazing. I've been working on this new it's called a campaign, but when people go to order the bracelet or get the bracelet, we give them the bracelet, but then we suggest things that might help. And we were all ready to launch it yesterday, and we ran into some issues. And so today I'm breathing through that. And so I'm so glad that you got your bracelet, and I look forward to launching this new, it's going to be a simplified process, I think is the best way of putting it. Listen, everybody, we've all got tigers in our lives, and it's up to us to decide to love them from a distance, because they will, in many cases, grab us by the neck, take us over the cliff. They don't care. Establish the boundaries you need to establish to live the happiest, healthiest life you can, and do your best to love the tiger from a distance. Enjoy today, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. So will Teddy. Bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying. complaint-free world no more.